In Texas, 166 babies were born with syphilis in 2017. That's a 133% increase from 2015. Nationwide, 900 babies were born with syphilis last year, more than double the number in 2013 and a 20-year high. What's going on? Texas Department of State Health Services spokesman Chris Van Dusen says in Texas, while there are certainly more babies being born with the sexually transmitted disease, the state is also trying harder to recognize it when it happens.
We've been doing some enhanced surveillance. We have some new employees at the state level who are really looking at and evaluating congenital syphilis and identifying more cases. So it seems to be both, an increase in cases as well as an increase in identifying cases that may have been missed previously.
But in Bexar County, the story is different. Just 11 babies were born with syphilis in the county in 2017. That's down from 13 the year before. Anita Kurian is the assistant director of the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District, and she credits the decrease to a program called Healthy Beats.
We are going out in the community and actively looking for these pregnant women who are at high risk for syphilis and recruiting them into our program and making sure they have the adequate case management, adequate connections with OBGYNs, and receive the timely and adequate prenatal care.
Even with the program, there were those 11 babies, so the program isn't getting to everyone.
It's mainly the uninsured, underinsured, and more often than not, we see women in emergency rooms at the time of the deliveries.
Van Dusen says it's state law that women be tested for syphilis in both the first and third trimesters, but those women who show up at the ER in labor, those women aren't getting prenatal care, so Kurian also recommends testing women at the time of delivery, because if they pass the infection onto their babies during pregnancy or delivery, and 80% of infected mothers do, the consequences are dire. Up to 40% of those babies die shortly before or after birth. Of those who survive, many will have deformities, delays in development, and seizures. And if diagnosed in time, the treatment is simple and inexpensive. It's a shot of penicillin. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.